for the super yacht. I had to clean one of my colleague's cabins after he had been fired and found 38 pairs of women's underwear under his mattress that I had assumed he had been collecting
from the girls.
Yeah, from the girls that he slept with.
So
we had a fetish.
That's fucked. But also, had he been collecting them or had he been stealing guests' undies? Okay. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode.
Hello.
Welcome,
girlies and boys.
Welcome to another episode.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
Welcome back to the second to last episode of season 4. And potentially the last season of the year.
Episode?
Well, no, because we have another episode, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah, the second last season. Episode,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
surely
yeah.
We're having a good summer.
Oh, we need to hang out. I need manual leave.
Yeah,
is it approved? Is it not? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Talk to the manager. I reckon it will be as well.
Yeah, who wants to listen to us over New Year's?
Yeah. I'm busy. I'm seeing Santa. I'm giving him a little...
cheeky kiss. Cool. Okay, that's that. Sorted.
That's, we didn't really talk about coming? That.
So this will be the last... Yeah, anyway, not yet, but... Season 4 will be the last one for the year.
Yeah, so exciting.
And then we will take a wee break to enjoy the sun. And
The sea. And
the sexiness.
Boys.
Everything that's waiting for us.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, though, bugger me. Who would have thought it? We've been here for a year, haven't we?
We've been here for a year. It's nobody asked... Nobody asked it is yeah. First frickin' birthday. We are 12 months old.
Nah. We're old. Who would have... Actually, though, who would have thought
it? I know, it's like, actually insane.
Get your wine. We'll do a cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind us having a wine, girls and boys. Yep, cheers. Actually, cheers, Dale. We frickin' deserve it.
Yeah, we do.
one whole year... We are so excited, and just a little thank you to, you know, all of you guys for listening.
Thank you so much, everyone.
We would not be here without you, so thank you, and we're just excited to see what's happening. And we're also ending on a very exciting episode with our special guest that we put out last week, so wait for that.
Okay, and then please come back next year.
Yeah, please.
Because,
we're not begging, we're just asking.
It's not that big of an ask. Nah, just kidding.
I've been told off like that for years.
No, but like hopefully people's New Year's resolutions aren't like to find a better podcast or something.
I can't imagine to stop listening to the girls.
Oh my god, they can't stay away because they're addicted.
Anyway, yeah, we're really excited.
So happy first birthday to us.
What fucking happy birthday to us. Light the candle.
Yeah, we will light our own candle, won't we?
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, when it's not raining. Sorry if you can't hear the rain. It's actually quite a storm outside at the moment.
Yeah, we're sitting in our little cabin.
Yep.
Looking into each other's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We have migrated from the floor to the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Because things are getting serious.
Cozy. Mm-hmm.
And we've actually just come back from the gym because we're a couple of hot pieces of ass, really.
Can't stop us, can you? Yeah. One year on the pod.
Yeah.
One strength a day in the gym.
Yeah.
We're out there lifting.
Oh, the bare minimum.
You don't need to know. Whoa.
We've been lifting the bare minimum and chatting some shit and then we were back home again. That's it, really. That's probably what others would say about us if they were watching us in the gym.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right, Dale.
So,
quickly, how are you?
Oh, right.
We've got a touch.
It's so important, isn't it? Nah.
Okay.
I'm, like, so good. I'm actually in a really good mood right now.
It's because you're with me. I feel like you say this every time and you're always a bit shocked. It's because you're with me.
But sometimes, like, for context, guys, I don't know if you know this, but, like, we record on weeknights, on school nights. So sometimes, like right now, it's raining and we're tired. We're usually like tired and, you know, we gear up for these eps and we're all excited for it. And then it comes to it. And like, if you've had a bad day, you've got to snap out of it.
Yeah, it's really hard.
You've got to be like on for the mic. Sorry. Is that word on cringe?
Yeah.
You got to turn it on. You've got to turn it
shiver
up.
In my spine and it wasn't a good one.
Okay.
Nah.
But you know. So there's no time for being, like, grumpy, but sometimes that's really, really hard.
Yeah, well, sometimes I walk in bloody stomping my feet. Yeah. Okay, not...
Oh, no, like, me too, you know? Yeah. So, but today I'm just, like...
No, me too.
feeling really happy.
Yeah. Wow.
So awesome.
Bloody hell, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just really happy. I went for a swim on the weekend.
Yeah, that's really wholesome.
And I don't know. I mean, I said to the people I was with, is this your... We're wading in the water like mermaids. I got my bloody rig out. You can imagine today. Some really, like,
Elisa's like quite good looking people as well. Invited with this new group of mates. With her one friend, she rolls up.
Yeah, I'm wading in the water like a little seal. And I'm like, guys.
And she squawks out with this.
And I go, guys, is this your guys' first swim of the summer?
And you're way shorter.
I straight up I'm drowning. I'm swallowing water. I'm sinking, going, guys, trying to play it cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is this your first swim of the summer? And I, you know, I get met with, no. No. And I was like, oh, fucking neither. This is my tenth, actually.
Yeah. You're like, I'm a surfer.
Yeah. So anyway, that was really nice to have my first swim of the summer.
Yeah.
And it was just gorgeous.
Was it cold? Nippy on the toes?
No. So normally you'd like get in and out, get out of there until it's like proper summer. But no, we were like full on splashing about. And
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Wow.
How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm actually fine. The storm
can bugger off, but we've definitely got like a good like few more days with it hanging around.
Yeah, well, and all last week as well. Like, not to bring the weather chat in, but it's a Debbie Downer, especially in my field of work when you've got fucking kids running around, and then when there's heavy rain, they all just start screaming.
There's something in it.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. Imagine if we ran around screaming in the rain.
In the streets.
It could be quite freeing.
So I have to give them a few home truths here and there. I go, listen, it's not funny. Stop screaming. Lower your tone. You've got friends that are sleeping.
Yeah. And it's actually time to grow up.
Yeah. You can imagine it. There's like a little 8-month-old baby looking at me and I'm like, stop it.
Grow up.
It's enough. Stand up and walk off.
Yeah. Anyway. Think about your actions and come back to me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Now, get yourself some food, because I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up me teacher hat. Okay. Shit. Anyway, I'm good. It's all good.
That's so cool.
All right, guys. We'll just kick into it. That was a lot.
Yeah. Today, we're talking about horrible workplace stories. We're talking about your bosses. We're talking about your colleagues. Mm-hmm. Your customers.
Oh, yeah.
Your working conditions.
Do you like the backups?
Oh, yeah. Your working conditions, you know, all that jazz. So, we just wanted to know, like, what's your...
Stories.
Stories, because we all have them.
Yeah.
Like, if you think back to when you were a teenager, the shit you put up with in your job.
With your little summer job.
Yeah. Or even now, at any age, like, sometimes you just got to do a job to just freaking get by.
Yeah.
And the shit you've got to put up with sometimes is just... And then you kind of, like, look at the pay that you're getting paid, and you're thinking...
You ponder.
You know...
You're
left pondering. On your lunch break, with your sore feet.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, with your little back. Packed lunch.
Oh, they're ringing in yet? Nah, just talking about me now.
Yeah. So we wanted to know all about it.
Yeah. And we got some goodies.
Thank you all so much for sending these through. We absolutely love ya.
Yeah. Oh.
It's really awesome.
Fucking hell, who came for this job? Seriously. I reckon we should start with our one that we, experienced together.
Yes, that we did.
What haven't we experienced together?
Let's be real, who hasn't worked in a curry shop?
Oh, amen.
If you haven't worked in a curry shop,
you haven't lived.
You just haven't lived. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're young.
Yeah.
You're a bit naive about how to be treated.
Yeah.
And how you should be treated,
Well, you just also don't have the confidence to do anything about it.
Yeah, that's it. So Elise and I, and actually a couple of other people that may or may not listen to this.
Yeah.
Worked at this particular curry house. I don't like that saying. Curry house.
No, it's just weird.
But anyway, a restaurant, curry restaurant.
An Indian restaurant.
Indian restaurant. Jesus Christ. A chicken restaurant. And we were, 17? 16?
At the oldest?
Yeah. We were driving.
Oh, okay.
16, 17?
Yeah.
And it would be an after work, you know, 3-hour shift. You'd might get 3 of them a week or 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
There was a manager there who just thought he was the bee's knees.
I can see his face.
I can hear him.
I can see it. Oh my God, I can hear him as well.
Yeah.
He's saying, hello, girls.
Yeah. Oh, no. Anyway, he just wasn't a nice person, and he these people took over the restaurant that was beforehand that I actually worked at as well, and that's just another whole story that I'm not even going to talk about because it was awful. Yeah, he took over and he recruited me, and I had to go for an interview with him. It was from the old owners. They said to hire me because I worked there, and they were like just ending really suddenly.
Yeah.
And I had to go for an interview at this bar, and then I got the job as like the manager of like the roster. Like, honestly, it was the most tackiest thing. Oh my God, I forgot
about that.
Yeah. So then, and then I said, I've got these friends, and then I think maybe I said to you, come for a job, and then like all the other people. And then he just, made me feel like shit. He'd be like, make the roster. So I'd be sitting there, like, making the roster. I'm, like, 16. What do you mean, make the roster? Like, I don't even know what these girls do. Like,
I don't know what way's up. I'm just here trying to get my money to pay for my eyelash extensions. I know,
literally. And then I would do it, and then he'd be like, that's shit. Actually, like, that's shit. He'd swear.
Yeah.
I remember how we went in and for, like, training, and we had to, like, set up using, like, the knife and forks. And he'd go around and, like, literally swivel them so they were like...
I'm pretty sure we had to also do like a role play where you'd come over and like serve the table and stuff. Like, sure. It was full on.
For sure.
And he would make us learn the menu, mm-hmm. like overnight pretty much. He'd be like, tomorrow when you come in...
You're going to tell me the ingredients.
Yeah, and he'd stand there and quiz us.
Yeah, it was awful.
I'm like, babe, look.
We don't care.
We just don't care. And look, we will serve those tables like we've never served a table before.
Yeah.
But... this is, like, our part-time jobs. We are 16, 17. This isn't our career.
I'm literally just trying to find money for gas to my car so I can drive to, like, school every day.
So I can drive to this job and back. Yeah. Like,
like, our paychecks really varied from, like, $60 a week to, like, $100.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we would also get messages from the other co-workers, the chefs, you know, the waiters. I used to get messages saying how pretty I looked, and I'd be in the kitchen cooking, like the naan chef would be cooking, messaging me saying how pretty I looked while that's I was in, on shift.
Wait, can we just unpack that for a minute?
Yeah.
Yes, at the time it was like, oh, the chef is messaging me, but now I'm like, wait, the age?
Yeah.
I didn't quite factor in, because you think you're so much older than you are and stuff when you're 17, you're like, I'm 17.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I just thought weird that the chef was messaging you how unprofessional, but actually, the fucking age gap. Yeah,
they were like late 40s, maybe 50s, maybe late 30s, and we were 16, like fresh 16, 17 max.
We just got our bloody learners.
Yeah, I'm out here, we're on our resis.
Yeah, we're on our resis.
It's cool, resis, but all in separate cars. We took up the whole car park.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the back, they'll take me out the back, and I'd, like... before I knew it, I was in their, like, little house, their illegal house that they all lived in. Like, and they would, like, be showing me their room and, like, their bed. And then, like, smoking something they shouldn't be and offering it to me. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
And, like, being 16, you know, you're naive. I don't know.
It was all men as well.
Yeah, all men. Yeah, no woman ever about... Mm. It was just uncomfortable. So, anyway, that was just, our little story.
And then we got the heck out of there eventually, and then I think they got in trouble for stuff and he got deported.
Yeah, he was goners. So, see you!
I honestly feel like so many Kiwi, like, so many people can relate to an experience like that 100%. In a restaurant, their first job 100%. Sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we're going to crack into the ones we got sent.
We got some crackers.
We honestly got so many, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So there's a first couple of ones that are, like, very short, but then we've got some proper stories.
Yeah.
So, first one. My boss once opted me out of KiwiSaver, which is illegal, without me knowing, and then lied about it.
This is so good. This is what happened to me as well. They didn't opt me out. Well, yeah, I guess they did. My first ever job, and I missed out on, like, the KiwiSaver $1,000 Kickstarter thing.
That's right.
Yeah, because it was only, you know, for a certain amount of time, and then they got rid of it. And this old biatch... just didn't tick any boxes for me, and I worked for like 5 years on and off at this cafe. I was a loyal hoe to them, and I got not 1 cent, so I didn't really get my KiwiSaver going until I was 18.
That's so bad.
Which is so bad, and I gave so much time to them. I worked a lot of hours. I would have got a lot of money from there.
That's so bad.
And she was just a fucking bitch. Next one, so bad. I got comments about my ass from a manager in hospital. What?
Have I heard about that?
In hospital. He called me bubble butt.
That's fucked.
That's unnecessary. That's fucking rude.
Yeah. She does have a nice bum though, but hey, only we're allowed to say that.
I'll call her that, but not now.
No, that's so messed up. Okay. Story number three. The boss's nephew, who worked at the same company, asked me for nudes once. Lol. Wait, send nudes.
I love that he just took a chance.
Though. Yeah, that's it. You just, hey, you just don't ask, don't get.
A bit more of a story here. A couple of years ago at one of my old jobs, the owner of the company smoked in the office. The whole place reeked. In the mornings, he'd go to the toilet for number twos and smoke a ciggy while in there. When you went in later in the day, there'd be a pile of ash on the floor in front of the toilet.
Gag.
Gag. The same boss used to get really aggro when he couldn't figure out how to do something on his computer. We had smashed a monitor off the desk. We had to buy bulk monitors and keep them aside to swap out whenever he smashed one off the desk.
That is so bad. He's got anger issues.
Yeah, he just needs to get that sorted.
The other day when I was in an Uber, literally in like a seven... My drive to work is like 7 minutes from where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just traffic, and I'm like, babe, we are cruising. Mm. I'm not even late. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm late, it's, you know, it's not a big deal. It's but anyway, good. He was smacking the steering wheel, smacking the side of the car.
I don't think he would have realized that. That probably made you feel uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
As well.
Like, I felt really unsafe. Yeah. I was like, if you are an Uber driver and you have chosen to drive for a living and you can't control yourself when there's a bit of anger.
Imagine if you were drunk and you ticked him off or something.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Okay. Number five. My previous job was so petty. I had a company phone. When I left and handed in my stuff, they tried to make me go and buy my own charger for the phone that I'd had for 3 years. I had already bought multiple chargers over the years, since they always break, like with her own money. They also underpaid me when I left. I would get threatening emails and calls once a month saying if I don't do a better job, I'd be made redundant, which is just fucking so illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, this happened at least 10 times, which is so illegal and stressful as fuck.
It's just not on. You just can't speak to people like that.
I know. You just actually just can't. It's illegal, dolls.
Well, that's it.
You
look
just can't get away with that these days. Anyway.
So we've got a couple of super yacht stories, which are quite fucked. So
they're a bit fucked.
Yes, buckle in for this first one. When I used to work on super yachts, the owner's wife took her tampons out and left them on the floor. I'll let you sit with that for a second. So I had to pick them up off the floor. And then wash the floor. It was fucked and defo not in the job description.
The picking them up. Like, I can just imagine the bent over, you've got a tissue in your hand, you're flapping it around,
yeah,
like,
you'd be going,
you'd be gagging.
Nah,
that's not on. That is actually just that's child behaviour.
That just doesn't even make sense in my head.
No.
Like, God.
In what world?
Even sometimes when I see a wrapper of a tampon.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's fine, but I'm a bit like,
oh, come on,
you gotta put it in the bloody bin.
Yeah. Okay. Another super yacht story. One of my guests on a yacht slept with a prostitute the day after his girlfriend left the boat. I went to clean up their room in the morning and had to pick up the used condom on the ground. A fucking low point of my career cleaning that up.
There's lots going on in that story.
Shit leaving on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's off with the prostitute. The girlfriend left the boat. You know,
As a woman, like woman to woman, working on that super yacht, seeing that happen, your heart would break.
Yeah.
Couple more for the super yacht. I had to clean one of my colleague's cabins after he had been fired and found 38 pairs of woman's underwear under his mattress that I had assumed he had been collecting.
From the girls.
Yeah, from the girls that he slept with.
So
he had a fetish.
That's fucked. But also, had he been collecting them or had he been stealing guests' undies?
Oh, okay.
You know, can you blame me for putting that out there?
The mind's wandering.
It is. Because, how many times, I don't know about you, but if I was to sleep with someone and they asked to keep my undies, I wouldn't let them.
No. I feel like he's sleeping with them and stealing them and then I can't find them.
Oh, yeah, or that.
Like a scramble in the morning and they just want to leave.
They run off or late at night. But I also reckon he's been stealing guests' undies. Because that would be easy to get away with.
God.
While they're frolicking up on the deck, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, last super yacht story. A deckhand owner...
Sorry.
a deckhand I know. Wait, this one's like actually quite unbelievable. You're actually not even going to believe it.
Yeah, strap in.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
A deckhand I know. Also, sorry, excuse my language, okay?
Yeah.
Excuse my language, Mom. A deckhand I know broke his dick while fucking a stew in the shower. And the owner had to pay 15 grand. Yep, you heard me. 15 grand in Mexico or something to get it fixed because it wasn't covered by insurance. It. I love the word it. Like, yeah. We're it. Get it fixed. We're referring to the penis here.
The dick. Not the shower.
Not the gal.
No.
Not the boat. Nope. The broken penis. $15,000 in Mexico.
And like, what is a repair on the
talk
dick?
To me,
yeah. Talk to me about that.
What's your penis? Oh. I'm not gonna go there. I just don't know, like, are we talking, like, is it muscle, is it cartilage,
yeah,
is it bone, like...
Back of me, I don't know.
I haven't really thought
it's
about it.
It's not like a
much.
Straight, you know, like a broken bone, is it? Like, not really.
Whatever. Anyway. Okay, so that's the end of this, the,
God. And I bet she's got way more. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, juicy stories like that.
Yeah.
That's so good. All right. And then, can I just say, I love all the wording that people have used here. The swearing, the slang words, it's so good.
You'd think that we're trucking those swear words in there, but, like, this has come from people, yeah. I wouldn't normally say fucking a stew in the shower, you know?
Yeah.
But that, it's just all part of it, really.
We have to, you know?
Yeah.
All right, another one. One of my bosses used to go shit while we were having a meeting right outside and leave the door open and it would waft into our meeting. When you'd go in later, the toilet bowl was covered in shit stains. Absolutely no attempt to clean it up.
Yeah, that's not on. That's also child behaviour.
Yeah.
You know you've done a stanky. You know it's a big one.
A what?
A stanky. You know that if you don't check, like, you know that there's a little squishy thing on the side of the thing for you to just,
like,
clean that bowl up.
It's there for a reason. Just use it.
Yeah.
Just fucking hell.
Yeah. Not on.
You fucking disgusting.
Also,
humans.
I'm, like, hyper aware of, like, when I go to the toilet, like, if it's a number two, like, I will go if I need to go, but I'm going to choose my timings, you know,
well,
not when there's people.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next story. My boss pulled me aside when I was 8.5 months pregnant and told me that I needed counselling and he would be happy to recommend someone to me because I was all over the place and I needed to pull my head in. Pregnancy hormones, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, good from you at the end.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's classic
just,
from a male as well.
Something that you could never comment on, being male or female. You cannot comment on... I mean, first of all, you can't really comment on someone's emotions, like whatever it is. But then to offer counselling when they are pregnant and about to pop and they are still working for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, doll.
Do you reckon that man's has ever stepped foot in a fucking counselling session in his life?
No. Why?
And also, there's a way to go about caring about your employees.
Yeah.
Like, are you, hey, like, are you okay? Because I feel like, you know, you've seemed really blah, blah, blah at the moment. I just wanted to check. I know you're pregnant. Like, you know, whatever.
Do you need
is there
to,
something up?
You know,
or is
like,
it just the pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just having a little bit of, like, empathy there. That's just not even...
Nope. Another time I asked to be promoted and she ripped my entire personality to pieces before saying, yes, I could have the promotion. Then next week, every single person in the office got the same promotion. Stupid bitch.
What?
Yeah. Nasty, eh? Nasty, nasty.
This is... Okay. Yeah. That's really sad. And how degrading. Like... I think we talked about this in another episode about, like, how tough it is to ask for a pay rise and this whole power, dynamic situation. I mean, how you have to, like, which I understand. You should, I understand there's an element where, like, you should justify and say why you think you deserve it.
Yeah.
If you're coming in and asking for it. But I feel like, a good boss or a good manager will know how to speak to you in a way that's, like, about, like, skills or... you know, like, work ethic.
Yeah.
Not actually you as a person.
Person.
You know, like, you don't unpack someone's personality.
No.
Like, they can't help
you're
how they are.
You're asking for a pay rise for your job, your work, like, your work ethic, like you said, and, like, your performance.
Mm.
Not about if you're nice or not.
Mm.
Like, that you have to put that aside. You have to put that feeling aside.
Yeah.
You.
And, like, you don't say, like, oh, you know, like, you could say, like, oh, you need to... Like, you know, maybe a little bit more effort could be required sometimes. I think maybe you slack off. But sounds like this thing was more like, you're lazy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you are lazy. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Her personality, like, that's not on.
So.
So what we're saying is.
Random. Not on. Send them.
That's it.
No way.
I'm going back to her and I'm going to say.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. When I worked at Domino's, the manager, very old and very creepy, put his last name on my name tag and said, "We are married now, you're mine forever." And got salty anytime one of my guy friends would come to see me. When I left, my dad called IRD and told them they were paying their staff under the table.
So bad.
Oh my God.
So bad. And this person actually found her name badge the other day and showed me, and it had, her name and then.
Holy crap, last name. That is so.
And she would have been 15.
This is the thing.
Potentially 16, but that's it. She was so very young. Yeah. And I, just so bad. Mm. Like, that's just. Next one. My husband's boss regularly. Is this still now? Sends gym selfies in the work group chat with D&B playlists and Rise and Grind as the caption.
Oh, God.
Fuck. He also says regularly, dogs gotta eat boys in the work chat to motivate them.
That is so cringe. That's just
weird and, like, really unnecessary.
Dogs gotta eat boys.
I don't get that. Is that like a tough
kind of, like... Yeah, like, kind of like
get,
a...
Get the grind.
Yeah, yeah, up and, woof. You know...
Couple of that. Fucking A. Get it, boys.
You know, like, gotta be done kind of shit. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's really cringe. Yeah. I actually would just
leave the group chat. Yeah. Or like laugh react.
Or laugh react. We'll just do like the.
Or like the vomit emoji.
Yes.
That always.
I think that would really.
I like to put that in.
Yeah, make them feel awkward.
Yeah.
I watched my boss get fired in a glass office. She was bawling and our whole team watched. Orkies.
I don't understand the whole glass office thing. Like, I don't get it. I know it looks probably quite pristine. Yeah. Like, all the glass and everything. But I'd want my own privacy, especially as a boss. Sure. Like, I'd be like, bugger off. You want
to pick your nose?
Yeah.
You want to play Candy Crush for a couple of minutes?
What's it? You want to slide around on Tinder? Like, fucking do what you want to do.
You want to roll around on your office chair? You want to fire
people?
You fucking
do it in your own privacy.
Yeah, maybe they felt cool being
able to. I think it's a power thing, right? Like, I think it's a bit of a I worked in aged care for 3 days. On the third day, after cleaning a lady who pooped on me while I was showering her, bless her, I lifted her back into bed and dislocated my knee. I am forever grateful for the injury. I am not cut out to be a carer.
I will say.
That just is unfortunate. I'll take my hat off.
Yep. My snapback hat off.
I take the bucket off.
To you and anyone for even the 3 days that you got through, because.
It's tough in there.
I just couldn't do it. And I just think people that work with, like, are just absolute fucking angels sent down from heaven.
Yeah, they put up with some
serious stuff.
Shit.
Like, literal shit.
Literal shit.
Like, just
the
poop in the showers. Like, I just think.
Well, like, visiting my grandparents, you see some elderly people that are just not in their own body anymore. Like, their mind's gone, you know, they can't look after themselves. They're literally just a body. And it's really sad. And they just, get shouted at. They have to lift them up. Change them, you know, like nappies, etc. Like, it's I do take my head off. Yeah, so I just could not be doing that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, next one. I nannied for a family who thought it was okay for the 7-year-old to poo on the floor. I had to clean it up. It lasted 2 afternoons. Yeah, doll. I don't think I would last that one afternoon. It's a lot.
Like, what the fuck? Sorry. Seven. 7 years old. The odd wee the bed for sure.
Yeah.
But pooping on the floor.
You.
Not even my freaking 2-year-olds do that.
Mm.
They try to go to the toilet, they just don't make it.
That's really, really sad, because that is fucking all the parents are to blame.
100%.
Obviously, but I mean, like, that's really sad for that child, because they're obviously living in a home that they're not cared for.
Yeah, for sure.
Crazy. And then you'd feel guilty leaving that job because you'd feel like as a nanny you're responsible for sort of being that like positive influence in their life.
But you just couldn't be doing that every day.
Yeah.
So this is coming from a teacher, someone that they used to work with years and years ago, would sit next to children putting them to bed, but would put their body, like legs, etc., over their bodies, the children's bodies, and make them not wriggle around and force them to go to sleep, and would hold their hands tightly and pull them to the bathroom. And yeah, and then this is like, yeah, I think a lot of older teachers would look back on practices, you know, in the 90s and the 80s.
It was probably old fashioned.
It was probably standard, but it's just...
Oh, like grabbing them by the wrist, like, go get back here. Yeah. Like how my mum would have done it in the supermarket. Yeah, 100%. Like, to her own kids,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, to her own kids.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But yeah, and I think this, yeah, was recently enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's, it's not I on. Feel like as well that's, like, in an early childhood centre, it's random because... you're kind of, like, putting on this child and they've got a routine at home and things like that, but that's just, like, that's, like, what you want them to do, so it suits your day and your routine, you know? Yeah, like, forcing... For sure. Oh, it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Oh, my God.
My first boss in New Zealand was such a bitch.
Nice.
When I split up with my husband, we were short-staffed and under pressure, and she told me I didn't need time off work. Also, she was a counsellor, so she worked with, like, people, and, oh, this stresses me out, actually, the thought of someone like this working, you know, anyway. We were short-staffed and under pressure, and she told me I didn't need time off work, I needed to be at work to keep busy, purely because she didn't have to replace me.
That's so fucked.
So, like, manipulating someone who's going through a fucking divorce, yeah, to say, like, no, doll, you need to keep busy.
She fully
come to work, it'll
her.
Be good for you.
Just brought out of her husband, not even a partner, husband. Yeah. Even so, you're allowed time off for anything, like,
yeah,
that you're going through.
That'll be one of the biggest things you go through is a divorce. 100%. Like, what?
And she got made to work.
And this just, like, is a good way to finish, I think, because, like, we were talking earlier about our jobs and... certain jobs where they think, like, I don't know, where they just, obviously the manager or owner just thinks that your job is your complete priority,
yeah,
and it's just not. Like, of course, like, there are jobs where, yeah, you're doing it to just get by, and then there are jobs where it's your career, for sure, you are, like, 90%,
passionate,
like, full on there. Yeah,
for sure.
But at the end of the day, your personal life
matters just as much. Especially when it's your well-being and your... yeah, like, you need to really look after that. And if that's getting affected, especially by your job, you know?
Yeah.
It needs to be looked at.
And, like, there are certain jobs where... We were saying when we were younger, you just get, like, really... Obviously, from these, a lot of them from when you're younger, get taken advantage of because you're not able to speak up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's a power imbalance there. But, you know, like, you would say that you're sick and you'd have to justify it.
Yeah.
Which, if you're sick all the time, for sure, like...
You're taking the piss.
Yeah.
You don't have a tummy bug every week.
Yeah, then, know? Of course. But, God, if you just need a day off every now and then, and whether you... Yeah, like, you shouldn't have to send a message with the amount of texts I've sent, like, over the years of, like, detail about, like, I got the runs.
Yeah, yeah, because
you
yeah.
feel like you have to explain.
Yeah. You can't just say you're sick, you're not feeling
shit.
Well. Nah, yeah, exactly.
Or, like, I've been up since... 5 a.m. vomiting, and I thought I'd feel better, and I haven't, and then I thought about this, and then I didn't, and
then
it's like, what? Like,
I know.
You're not well,
so
you're not
just,
going to work.
Yeah. Actually, on that, I've had an experience with a previous boss who I said once, you know, I had a bit of diarrhea, just needed a day off, you know, to recover from that, and
it'll get you.
She turned around to me and said, TMI a little bit, but do you have your period?
What?
And I said, well, I mean, not that it's any of your business, doll, but no, I don't. Because on your period, sometimes you can get a bit of a runniness. And, she fully said, oh, but, you know, if you're coming onto your period or you do have your period, you know, it'll pass, so can you come in? And I was like, no. If you want more detail, I can tell you more detail.
Yeah.
But at the moment, no, I don't have my period. And I'm just cruising in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to come and stink out the loos at the workplace.
Yeah. But also, I just feel like that's so wrong as well because, okay, if you're on your period, fine. You still have diarrhea.
Mm.
So you're still in that danger zone. Just because
you've come up with a reason as to why you've got it doesn't mean make it any more comfortable for you.
And as a woman, if I'm really sore my period in general, fucking I deserve a day off anyway. Mm. So jog on, duh.
I know, I hate that.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, and I think it was also the same during lockdown and COVID. You, because we were all, like, for the people who have jobs that freaking involve a computer, I guess you could say. And you were working from home. You felt like you had to be like, I am dying.
Mm.
Because your laptop's right there. They know it is. They know that you can quickly check your emails. Yeah. And even when you are sick, like say if you are sick with a cold, you can still get up and do things. Yeah. Sort of thing. So you're just resting because you need to.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Sometimes you just need to rest to actually get better.
Mm-hmm.
You might be well enough to sit in an office.
Yeah.
Because you're only coughing every now and then and your nose is a tiny bit runny. Mm-hmm. But actually, like, you're run down. You need to be at home to rest. And I think in lockdown, it was a lot of, like, expectation on you having to say something really horrible. Like, I'm really justifying that you're so unwell that you can't even pick up your laptop because it would just be too hard. But, like, it just... No, if you're sick, you're sick. You should... Yeah. Anyway, my manager was like, I would never ask you why you're sick. Yeah,
same with my manager now.
She's not just... that actually my workplace before that didn't ask me either. But, you know, just...
Well, just right now in your life.
Yeah, it just works. I'm just like, thank you for being a human about it.
Like, if you're sick,
you're
sick. I'm like, perfect. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, like, it was really nice even in my interview. It was... She made it clear that she doesn't need big... She literally said to me, I don't need big paragraphs. I don't need justification. Yeah. I don't need you to call me at 3 a.m. because I'm still a human and I'm actually asleep as well.
Mm.
Let me know in the morning and I'll just sort out cover.
Mm.
Whereas previous, bosses of mine are like, well, no.
Yeah.
I need no detail. And if you're not dying, you can come in.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, it's just not on.
Nah. You would have hoped with COVID that people would kind of slow down and not take you so much for granted and appreciate if you are sick.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously COVID was a really challenging time.
And mental health days as well. Like,
really important. And it showed that if you can work from home, you can work from home. You don't need to be in the office 5 days a week. If it's really affecting your well-being, driving. You don't need to drive in traffic for fucking half your life.
Yeah, if you're someone that lives ages away.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I think it did. Like, for a bit in the workplaces.
It did what?
Like, prove to the bosses that they don't have to make you come in 9 to 5 every day. You can clock off at 3 to miss the traffic and work from home. But I do think it kind of is sliding back into, like, a more of a strict routine again.
Or just different.
But you would have hoped with COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But that's it, darlings. Okay.
Well,
thank you, like, so much for sending those through.
Yeah, that was really entertaining.
That was entertaining. I've been going all night. I feel like there's probably so many more as well that everyone has.
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's it. We're going to wrap up.
That's us. We're going to go and have some dinner.
We're going to finish off our bottle of rosé.
We are. We're going to celebrate 1 year of Nobody Asked.
Fucking A.
With being a couple of podcasters.
Yeah,
a
couple of hot ones.
Thank you all again for your replies, your comments, your things that you say.
Feedback.
Honestly, can I just say, I know we say this like sometimes, but honestly, like when someone will randomly just say to us, hey girls, like, you know, your podcast gets me through. Or hey girls, fucking loved this one.
Yeah.
Or this made me laugh. Or I don't even know you guys. Like, we've had a couple of people say, I don't even know you guys, but
I found you.
Yeah, and, you're so relatable and I listen to you every week. Mm. That is just like uncomprehendable.
Yeah.
Is it un or in? Incomprehensible.
You
know, for us, and it just really makes all the difference for us to, like, keep going.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. Because sometimes it does get hard to record. Cause shit, like, bit of a lull.
Not feeling in the mood, or sometimes it's hard to come up with topics.
Yeah. One message for me gets me right in the mood again. I'm like,
okay, let's do this.
Yeah, I'm making one person, you know,
if we can smile. Make one person happy, then...
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, I'm going to scram.
Yeah, we should scram out of here.
Okay, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for our final episode.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.